Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Life Counseling. In this video, I will answer question number 9. So it is about Q9, and I will read it completely first, and then we go through each part of the question. So your question was, should we honestly communicate our past actions to our partners? Actions we took after wanting to separate due to hurt, mistrust, and lack of connection. And how do we know what's the right thing to do? Stay in this relationship or walk away? So, the first part is, should we honestly communicate our past actions to our partners? This is basically not such a good thing, because the past does not exist. So, if the solution is to get in contact with the partner, it can only happen in the present moment. And life itself happens only in the present. It never happens in the past. Past and future are only constructs of the mind. So you cannot get in contact with your partner through the past or through the future. There's only one exception. If you start deepening your relationship and you are not so experienced with that, it can make sense to explain to your partner your internal state of emotions and thoughts if you have done something that he or she has hurted, so that your partner gets an explanation that it wasn't intentionally, but instead it was your own trouble and distress. Because if we feel hurt in a partnership, it usually means for ourselves that we think that the partner does that intentionally. And if we give him the reason and the explanation why we did that because of our own problem, then it makes it more relative. So this is the only exception. I would do that. And later on, if you have more experience with exchanging your emotions and your thought, I wouldn't talk about the past at all anymore. So this is basically only for the beginning. But your question was about actions we took after wanting to separate. This is even more irrelevant, because if you want to separate, and maybe you did that in a way, and there's absolutely no reason to talk about what you did in the meantime, it doesn't make sense. The only thing that is important and relevant is to communicate what's right now here. And that means the thoughts that are in this moment happening in your mind, the emotions and the body sensations. This is the only thing that is that brings you in contact. And that's what we want. We want contact, because this is the solution for all the suffering. To overcome the separation that has been imprinted in your nervous system by developmental and attachment trauma. So there's another thing. You wrote actions we took after wanting to separate due to hurt, mistrust, and lack of connection. To separate always means that you have not been able to tell your partner about your state. So separation is a way of not communicating, of acting out like attacking. It's the same principle. And you have to attack or separate if you are not able to tell your partner what's going on inside of you. And if the pressure is too much, because of not communicating it, you have to separate because the stress in your body becomes too much. So it doesn't make sense to separate. It does make sense only if it is absolutely clear that your partner doesn't want to walk this path with you to deepen the relationship. If he or she refuses to talk about emotions, if it is clear that he or she doesn't want that, the deepening of your relationship, then you have to separate. And it's actually not a separation, because there is not any connection at all at this point. So if you feel hurt, if you mistrust, and if there's an idea of lack of connection, then it is important to talk about that, because mistrust is something that comes from the childhood. If you mistrust, you are not in contact. You project danger. To overcome mistrust is to talk about yourself. And if you are in contact afterwards, then you know if the one is safe or not. But mistrust is a projection. It's not the contact with reality. So this is important. And the last part of your question, I read it once again. And how do we know what's the right thing to do? Stay in this relationship or walk away? You see, this idea comes from your state of being not connected. You are not in a relationship, and thus you have these ideas in your mind. It is not about staying in the relationship or walk away. It is about getting in contact. And if you are in contact, the relationship goes on or separation will happen. But what you are doing is you want to make a relationship with your mind. You want to make life with your mind, and this is not possible. The only possibility we have is to talk about our emotions, our body sensations, and our thoughts. And with that, we get in contact with the world and with others. And if a relationship happens, it's okay. If it doesn't happen, it's also okay. But it's not about deciding it from the mind. Relationship has nothing to do with doing things or making things or fixing problems, even not fixing the relationship. It's really only about communicating, about honest sharing what's inside of us. And nothing more is needed. And of course, that means we have no control. You cannot control life. You can try to repress it. But the free flow of life, and that means the free flow of your communication, of your honest sharing, cannot be controlled. You cannot control what's going on inside of you. And this is the beauty of it. Because if we do this process of honest sharing, we realize that we don't have to control anything. And by communicating everything in the way I teach it, all the trouble, all the suffering will dissolve.